This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Preston Bryant is the Secretary of Natural Resources for the Commonwealth of Virginia, and he joins us on the long line from his office in Richmond. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Corey, it's a pleasure to be with you right now.
Absolutely, right now. Don't you love that?
I do.
She had the best time.
I love the commercial with your daughter.
Yeah, she had the best time doing that. And I tell you, when I leave in the morning, she always says, Daddy, put me on the radio again today. It's great. Hey, y'all have something really exciting coming up, a big summit. And I really want folks to know about this and know how they can get in touch with your office and just sort of fill us in on the details here.
Sure, absolutely. The governor, Governor Warner started this, probably 4 or 5 years ago. He did it within his, he may have done it his second year in office. I'm not sure that he did it his first, maybe his first. What he called the Governor's Natural Resources Leadership Summit. And when Governor Warner did it, I believe he held it in Williamsburg or Newport News, I can't remember. And it helped shape thoughts, on what the administration might do going forward on natural resources and environmental issues. It is a, Governor Warner's was a by invitation only event, and this one that Governor Kaine is doing now 4 years later is also by invitation only event. That's not meant to exclude people. It's simply to mean that we want to invite as folks from the conservation community and the business community across Virginia who are very engaged at a government level, at a community level, in natural resources and environmental issues, making sure that we do what's right for Virginia and also is in keeping with the economic well-being of our communities and our states so that we move Virginia forward and conserve, utilize, and promote our natural resources.
And folks should know this isn't one of those Cheney Energy Task Force deals where everything's secret.
No. It's going to be, we've probably got, I think at last count, 127 people coming that the governor had invited. These are leaders from conservation organizations around the state that represent, obviously, you know, gazillions of Virginians, leaders in industry from utility companies and the like that have a great interest in the environment. And we're going to go have a brainstorming session at Hungry Mother State Park, which is down outside of Marion, Virginia, in the great, beautiful Southwest.
Oh, it's beautiful down there.
And we're going to make lots of notes. We're going to have a transcriptionist. We're going to put all of those meeting minutes up on our website so people can see. And then we will continue to invite feedback from folks. So, again, this is not an exclusive hoity-toity going off and shutting the door behind us, but we needed, if we wanted this to be productive, we wanted it to be effective and really get something we can go forward on that's realistic, that's not blue sky and pie in the sky, we needed to have a select number of folks in there who really properly understand, because it's their job to, it's what they do on a daily basis, understand the issues facing us from water quality to air quality to land conservation, so that we can develop an achievable, realistic task list, if you will, that helps shape our natural resources agenda for the next three and a half years.
And, of course, this summit will be September 18th and 19th, is that right?
It will. We're getting down there on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday this next week are the days proper that we will be working hard. The governor will be there participating fully. Actually, on Monday, the entire Kaine cabinet is traveling to Southwest Virginia. You may recall, let me back up, you may recall that the governor has instituted what he calls community cabinet days, where 4 times a year the entire cabinet goes out into a different part of the state, a different region of the state, and then we have a cabinet meeting there that's open to the public, and people come. The first one we had last week or last month was down in Smithfield. We must have had 100 people show up.
Wow.
To observe. And they saw the cabinet at work, the issues we discuss. And then when we're out there, the Secretary of Natural Resources, me, I'll go out and meet with folks and do natural resources things. The Secretary of Public Safety may go out and meet with law enforcement agencies in the area. The education secretary may go out and visit schools or whatever the case may be. So we kind of fan out And then we reconvene at the end of the day to share what we learned that day through our own activities. And this is the second of many events that he'll be doing, community cabinet days, over the next 4 years. Again, he wants to do at least 4 years so that he will – the plan is to get to every region of the state with a cabinet twice during his administration.
Preston Bryant is the Secretary of Natural Resources for the Commonwealth of Virginia and our guest today on Charlottesville Right Now. The phone lines are open if you would like to join the conversation or you have a comment or a question for Secretary Bryant. Let me ask you, this summit I think it's most exciting because you're actually putting people at the same table, industry and the Sierra Club folks, to actually talk about and seek some middle ground and then hopefully some good public policy to come out of it. What are the particular challenges, whether it's, you know, land or water or air, what are the particular challenges that Virginia is facing right now that we might hope to address as a result of this summit?
Absolutely. Let me give you just a few that we will have front and center. And it was our purpose to limit our discussions to just a handful of topics so that we could give over a two-day period or really a day-and-a-half period proper consideration, and we didn't get off on rabbit trails all day long. We're looking at air quality, land conservation, outdoor recreation and fisheries issues, and then water quality. And let me just address a couple of those very, very quickly. In terms of air quality, the Chesapeake Bay, for example, so much of the Chesapeake Bay's challenges, and this is something most folks don't understand, comes from air pollution that settles in the bay. It's not, people tend to think of the bay's challenges coming from bad water quality on the rivers and streams that filter into the bay. About two-thirds of the bay's challenges actually come from the air. And so, in particular, we have DEQ, the Department of Environmental Quality, is getting ready to embark on a big mercury study to determine, in Virginia, the mercury that's settling in our rivers and streams and on our lands, which will have health impacts on people. Where is it coming from? Is it coming from the power plants that are located in Virginia? Is it coming from the power plants that are located perhaps in West Virginia or Kentucky or Tennessee, and then the winds, you know, blow the mercury here? Or, as a lot of people think, is a portion of it, certainly I would think, coming from China, which is the biggest coal producer, coal user in the world, and puts a lot of mercury into the air, and then it stays in the atmosphere, it circles the globe, and then it lands in Virginia and everywhere else around the globe. To the extent we can determine that, we need to determine that, because that will shape some air policy going forward. But we have to have a very good study. Second, in terms of land conservation, the centerpiece of the governor's environmental agenda is land conservation. It's been very well publicized that he wants to conserve an additional 400,000 acres of land over the 4 years of his term. That basically means we double our efforts. Normally, Virginia gets about 50,000 to 55,000 acres a year that we place into permanent protection, permanent land conservation easements. And so that is very much at the center of his agenda. In terms of outdoor recreation, the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, the Department of Conservation and Recreation, they are in charge, those two agencies, of our wildlife, of our fishing, of our hunting, of our bird watching. And on the DCR side, they're in charge of our more than 40 award-winning, best-in-the-nation state parks. And then last, water quality. Virginia has about 9,000 miles of rivers and streams that are on what we call the impaired waters list, which is an EPA list as well, where we go out and we do water sampling, water testing, and we have determined that the water quality, while good, does not meet the high standards that we hope it would meet. And so then we have to develop plans on every mile or handful of miles of a stream, determine why it's being impaired in that section, and then develop a plan to get it off of the impaired waters list. So that very quickly, air quality, land conservation, outdoor recreation and wildlife, and then water quality are sort of the four areas that we'll be discussing over the next several days, next week.
Preston Bryant is our guest, the Secretary of Natural Resources for the Commonwealth of Virginia. He'll be hosting a Natural Resources Leadership Summit for both industry and environmental activists September 18th and 19th at Hungry Mother State Park. And the results of this summit, of course, will be made public afterwards. Secretary Bryan, I want to ask you, you had a reputation when you were in the House of Delegates as being a Republican who was very serious and sincere when it came to making a difference with the environment and being very concerned about this and putting your, you know, where your money where your mouth is and really trying to do something about it. So all of these issues are certainly not new to you, but I'm curious, when you got in there and got the reins of this department, what was perhaps most eye-opening to you? Was there a moment when you were just like, well, no, I never knew that? Or did you? Was there any particular item that came across your desk that you just red lights went off or any moment like that?
Well, let me answer it this way. First of all, let me say, yes, there have been many moments like that because I'm still very much learning. The reason the governor picked me to be the Natural Resources Secretary is that I came from a background of engineering. I'm not an engineer, but I was a partner in a civil engineering firm in Lynchburg that does roadway design, does large-scale residential and commercial developments and the like. And so I come from a arguably development background, but we always operated as a firm to try to, while representing our clients' best interest, to do that which was right for the environment. Plus, and then on the public policy side, as a legislator, I did involve myself and promote a lot of environmental policies, whether it's streamlining stormwater management across the state, which we did, or creating a nutrient credit trading program to work on water quality, which a bill that was responsible or is responsible for helping upgrade more than 100 wastewater treatment plants and making them cleaner, whatever the case may be. So I came into this having both a development background, but from a public policy perspective, being very pro-environment. Kind of an odd combination, I admit, but nevertheless, that was it. I've continued to learn in this job. That which has surprised me the most, I would say, has been sort of administrative things, the amount of human resources that I've had to do. I will say that of the agencies that I have, and I've got five, Department of Environmental Quality being the largest, the Department of Conservation and Recreation, the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, the Virginia Marine Resources Commission, and then I also have the Virginia Museum of Natural History. I inherited from the previous Secretary, Taylor Murphy, and from the Warner administration, top-notch people, top-flight people. I did not inherit any significant problem children, so to speak. Everything is in very good shape, which speaks broadly to Virginia's reputation, of course, as being widely recognized as the best-managed state in the nation.
Preston Bryant, the Secretary of Natural Resources for the Commonwealth of Virginia, and want to let listeners know that you will be joining us on a regular monthly basis from here on out, and we're looking forward to that.
Absolutely. I look forward to it very much.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, sir.
My pleasure.
A great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Preston Bryant, the Secretary of Natural Resources for Virginia and a very good friend of this program.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.